Welcome. This is David Pearson. And this is DJP's Rock Vinyl. Yes, it's that time of the week when I will play you a classic rock vinyl track. And I'll then play four other tracks, usually off one album. But this week, it's different. Yes, to celebrate the coming of Christmas, I thought I'd do a winter-themed session. Yes, I've been away a few weeks, but now I'm back. And the theme of this week's programme is down to a conversation I had with my special friend, Barbara. So, let's get on with the rest of the show. So, as we have a winter theme for this show, where shall we start? Well, I think we should start perhaps in December. I'm going to play you a track by quite a well-known singer-songwriter. I actually played one of her albums on one of my previous podcasts, and it was her second album, called Lionheart. Yes, it's Kate Bush. The track I'm playing was released in 1980, although it was originally recorded in 1979 at Abbey Road Studio 2. Kate herself is on piano, and it was a single and peaked at number 29 on the UK singles chart. I would generally classify this as early Kate, and ever since it was released, I play it every Christmas. I think it's a brilliant Christmas song with some great lyrics. She actually performed it on her one and only Christmas special, which was televised in 1979. I strongly suggest you try and catch it on YouTube, including the lyric, "Oh, dropping down in my parachute, the white city, she is so beautiful." So, Kate, what month is it again?
Sings white.
That was Kate Bush with December Will Be Magic Again. And as Kate says, like the snow. A wonderful piece of music, I think you'll agree. And it certainly builds up through the second half. Kate quite likes the theme of snow. And perhaps one day I'll play you her track, 50 Words for Snow. Okay, this next track goes right back to 1967. Again, probably not that well known a track. It's by Stevie Wonder. And it's called A Warm Little Home on a Hill.
There's a warm little home on a hill, and a present that's hiding somewhere, and the world is so peaceful and still, you can almost hear love in the air. There's a blanket of snow on the ground, in the bright little star in the sky, and your heart knows that Santa's around by the twinkle in everyone's eye. There's gift ringing and bells ringing and warm feet by the fire. There are kids playing and folks praying somewhere the sound of the choir. There's two people who never will part, and two stockings we still have to feel. There's a warm little place in my heart for our warm little home on a hill. There is gift ringing and bells ringing and warm feet by the fire. There are kids playing and folks praying, and somewhere the sound of a choir. Ah, there's two people who never will part, and two stockings we still have to fear. There's a warm little place in my heart for a warm little home on a hill.
And there goes Stevie Wonder. Wasn't that nice and warm and snuggly? All nice for Christmas. Thank you to Motown for that one. Now let's move on. This track is by a chap called Chris Squire. Chris was part of that group, Yes. Again, one of my favourite bands. But in 1981, he took a bit of a break out of the band to make this record, amongst others. And he did it with Alan White, again, from Yes. And also with a chap called Peter Sinfield co-writing the lyrics. This track is called Run With The Fox. As I say, recorded in 1981. And there's quite a bit of orchestration in this track. It includes some choir from the Boys of St. Paul's Cathedral. Again, once I'd heard this track in 81, it's an annual Christmas favourite with me. I loved the introduction and I actually used it back in the day when we did a sort of Christmas recording of a Christmas carol at my workplace. We put together the story and used this music as part of the introduction. Anyway, here it is. Run with the Fox by Chris Squire. So there we have it. That was Chris Squire with Run With The Fox. Bit of an abrupt end there for some reason. Perhaps they caught the fox. No, that's not funny. Anyway, I'm just looking at the front of the sleeve for this single. It's got a really nice looking fox on it. Looks really good. And what's great lyrics certainly sums it up sometimes, doesn't it? Have yourselves that certain Christmas. Eat, be glad and drink the wine. Leave your sadness by the river. Given love and given time. Great stuff there from Chris Squire, the bass player from Yes. Okay, I think you'll recognise this next track. It was written by Johnny Marks. You don't know him? Well, he wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is a version of one of his songs, popularised in 1958 and played by Chuck Berry. It's called Run, Rudolph, Run. Off goes Chuck Berry with his Run, Run, Rudolph. What a great boppy little track for Christmas. Watch out for those reindeer. Especially if there's two of them. Anyway, we come to my final track of my little Christmas winter special. And what better way to finish it with one of the best groups ever. By 1978, this band had lost a couple of really great members, but they carried on regardless. Peter Gabriel had left after The Lamb Lies Down in Broadway. And the album before this one, that I'm going to play a track from in a moment, their guitarist, Steve Hackett, left. And then there were three. And that is the name of this album. great name. The remaining members, Mike Rutherford, Tony Banks and Phil Collins. Obviously, I'm talking about Genesis. And you may or may not be surprised to know that there's a bit of a wintry track on this album. The album reached number 3 in the UK charts. It was actually recorded in the Netherlands. I'm not sure what time of year, because this track, written by Mike Rutherford, is called Snowbound. And there goes Phil with his snowman. Great song. Some feel the lyrics are a bit spooky if you listen to them, but I think a snow year's a good year, filled with the hope of all who lie so deep. It's actually quite good. Anyway, guess what? That's the end of my Christmas winter special. I do hope you enjoyed it and you've heard some music you've not heard before and perhaps found some things out that you didn't know before. I must thank again Barbara for suggesting this podcast episode, and also say to everybody out there, Happy Christmas and hopefully a peaceful new year. That would be nice, wouldn't it? A quick hello to my adult children, Rachel, Philip and Harry. I'll see you soon. I'm coming back from Whitby, as they say, driving home for Christmas. So, remember, follow my podcasts. Any comments or thoughts or ideas, please hashtag me on Twitter, DJP's Rock Vinyl. Bye for now. Have a great Christmas.